Hall of Famer, Road Warrior Animal from the LOD. You're listening to A Couple of Haters Podcast. What a rush.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to your most watched podcast in Podomatic, Couple of Haters Podcast with your host, Joey Shaking Smooth.
I would go with listened. But watch it, you know, you can watch your screen, whatever.
You can watch it on YouTube if you got a YouTube, because this will be on YouTube.
You can watch
follow the channel.
You can watch the circle go around.
Yeah. But today, I guess we're going to get into the review of Spider-Man Homecoming.
Spider-Man.
I have to say, I'm going to jump to it. The best overall Spider-Man movie.
Wow.
As far as Spider-Man goes.
Wow.
Yes. Everything about it was good. Spider-Man was Spider-Man the way he should be, and Peter was the way Peter should be. It wasn't like a one-sided coin. Like Toby. Played a great Peter, but he wasn't a great Spider-Man. So I'm going to go with Homecoming was the best overall Spider-Man movie. And we can get into details about that later after you guys give your opinions.
Smoke, your opinion on Spider-Man?
I want to get John Watts' address so I could send him gifts every day of the year, because he was a perfect director for this movie, and it was just amazing. It was spectacular. It was unlimited.
He's using all the Spider-Man tagline.
I've never seen a better Spider-Man movie, ever.
I'm happy Sony actually let Marvel do this for them. Yeah,
I feel like they've lost Spider-Man.
Yeah, they have.
Marvel is Marvel's again. Even if they got to put that little thing, Sony shit, fuck it. It's still Marvel.
I was pissed. That was the first thing that popped up in the beginning. I was like, where's the Marvel logo?
That was the first thing he said to me. He said, wait a minute. Why is it showing Sony? Where's the Marvel logo?
Yeah, I was like, they're not going to give him the Marvel intro?
Oh, man.
Man, Tom Holland is Spider-Man. There should not be another Spider-Man until we go to the little Puerto Rican kid.
Which they, spoiler alert, they kind of mentioned in the movie that he's alive, so.
Whole mouth?
Yes.
They did?
The dude that Spider-Man was interrogating?
Oh, it says nephew?
That's Miles' uncle in the comics.
Yeah, because earlier reports to the movie was he was supposed to be Miles.
Yeah, he was. Well, he's the voice of Miles on Disney.
Yeah, he was supposed to be Miles.
But he's playing Miles' uncle in the movie, character-wise. If they ever go there or not, it could just be a little, like, nod, you know, but...
Yeah, wasn't Miles' uncle, like, something, too?
The character that he was playing in the movie, that's...
No, I thought he was, like...
Like a hero?
Yeah.
No.
So who helps Miles? Somebody helps Miles. I'm not talking about Peter. Somebody else helps
I don't know. I'm not big... Well, not that I'm not a fan of Miles. I just haven't read anything about it really too much.
Well, we'll do a little research later.
But yeah, that was just a side note.
It's pretty dope.
I've also heard some stuff that people were upset. Like, we knew it was coming with the suit, that it talks to him.
Oh my god.
I like it.
And then I had someone tell me, it was like, oh, why was he afraid to, like, climb tall things? It's like, it makes sense. He just got these powers, never climbed on anything high, and he's scared. He's a little kid.
These people make me sick.
You know what it is? It's not even.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the Toby fans. It's the Toby fans. Because they say, oh, Toby is always going to be the best. No, stop it. That's past.
But it makes sense. Like, now that you see it in the movie, it's like, why didn't they show any of the other Spider-Man scared to climb a fucking tall ass building that they've never did it before?
Toby, especially using web slings.
Toby, within seconds, was jumping buildings.
Yeah,
like,
and
nah,
flip doing
bro.
Flips.
Nah, bro.
It made sense when Tom Holland was on the monument. He was like, oh my god, I can fall and die. And even his suit said it, if you fall, you're going to die. And he was scared shit.
Yeah.
I like that point.
He was scared when Vulture took him in the sky.
Yeah.
He's a little kid. He's
it shows a human side.
Even a grown man, if you randomly get some powers and you're on the fucking Empire, you're not going to be scared? Like, holy shit, I've never been this high before.
What I can do. I'm afraid of heights, I'm afraid of heights.
Yeah, I really did like that aspect that they did.
Yeah, it was nice.
Michael Keaton as Vulture.
It was amazing.
I was impressed. He plays the perfect bird.
I think it's
Batman,
time.
Birdman, Vulture. He plays the perfect Birdman.
Start giving these guys Oscars for these Marvel movies.
It's never gonna happen.
I wish that we had more screen time of him though.
Keaton?
Of who? Keaton?
Michael. Yeah.
I don't think that's the last episode.
No, that's not.
No, it's not. But it's just the way, like, he would steal the show every time the camera was on him. Yeah. I wish we had a little more scenes, a few more scenes of him.
Was it just me? Or did you feel like you were in that car with Peter? When Keaton was driving, I was like, oh,
wait,
fuck, bro.
Wait, hold on. Before we say anything else, before we say anything else, spoiler alert.
Yeah, but the thing, the funny thing is, we should have expected that he was the father.
Yo.
But no one in the theater expected it because everyone made the sound that Kemen, they were shocked.
Kemen did say, watch it be the black guy.
Oh, you thought it was going to be Shocker?
No, Kemen thought it was a Shocker. I didn't think anything.
No, it did not cross my mind that it was anybody. I thought they were just going to go, either. That's his girlfriend, whatever, he meets the parents, and then he gets attacked at the prom type of thing.
I mean, the only, like, the slight clue that you can say, oh, it was probably him, when he kept saying, where's his wife thinking the money is coming from? When it was talking about how he's rich and all that, and that he has all that money.
That was such a great.
Like, yeah.
That, but the whole theater was just like, oh my God. Yeah. It's Michael Keaton. And it's the fact that they did it perfectly where they didn't give nothing away about it.
Yeah.
And I was watching a review too. There was like, it's very small things, but they put four villains into the movie and you don't even know it. Because they showed them for a little bit. Like Scorpion, we didn't know he was really in the movie. They showed him for like 10 seconds.
The Tinker, the guy who does all the weapon, he was the Tinker.
That's what I'm saying. They got all these villains, but they didn't
enforce
it.
And people were complaining. They was like, wait, why does this movie have four villains? It's going to be a... No, it was actually pretty good. The villains didn't play a big role.
He was in it for 20 seconds.
Yeah. It was like Origins. That's good.
Like, Shocker didn't play a big role. Tinker played a minor role, too. No one played a big role except Vulture.
Shocker, I would have liked it a bigger role. But nothing crazy.
It's so much they can do that. Going forward.
Did he get caught in the movie?
Who, Shocker?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He was whipped to the bus.
Yeah, but we don't know if
he got arrested. So we'll say he's free.
Yeah.
I'll say it now. Sinister Six movie. It will happen.
It will happen.
Because you already got what? You already got the drops of Scorpion.
Well, Marvel has to do it.
Yeah, you got the drops of Scorpion. Shocker's right there. Then you got Vulture. All you need is freaking... I mean, you don't really need Goblin. But you can have Rhino. You can have freaking Kraven the Hunter. You can have freaking Mysterio.
No, Mysterio, I feel they would have to reinvent how he looks. You can't have him walking around with a fishbowl on his head. You have to completely...
Yeah. I mean, you could do the way they did Electro. Electro is another member of
the Sinister Six. Okay, but what do you do with Mysterio? You're just going to make him like some magician dude that looks crazy? Like fucking... Yeah. This dude from Jessica Jones, some shit like that.
I would just say that. Yeah.
I don't.
A modern helmet.
He could be like a person in disguise with just mask. Like he could just switch his face at any moment.
Like something, a play face. Yeah. But you can't obviously
the fishbowl. I don't think the fishbowl would work. But you can have
no bowl, no cape.
No, you could just have it that he's a magician and he could just switch how he looks whenever he wants.
Yeah, that's true.
He could be just a person of just magic and disguise now, easily.
Quick side thing. Who do you guys think bought the Avengers Tower? I'm going with Oscorp.
Oscorp?
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
I hope it was the Four.
Could be the Four, too. But so I feel that's too much of a risk since they don't really have the rights yet.
They're going to get it. I could see them getting it.
I mean, Avengers 4, the Four logo is the Fantastic Four. Granted, it's just a bullshit promo.
I mean, do Oscorp. I mean, it probably lead into the...
That was like my only thing with the movie. I wish they introduced Harry. Like, I wish he was at...
No, I think it was great to not put him in this first movie.
Sick of Harry at this point because he was in the Tobey movies and he was in the Garfield movies. You don't want Harry at this point.
Yeah, I was so happy they didn't mention anything about Oscorp or any of them. You could do it in the second movie, or maybe even the third.
Or Harry just...
You don't even have to introduce him completely. Just drop a hint or two in the second movie. And probably, like, the third, you can bring him in.
I don't know. I like that they were kids. I would like to see the dynamic as they got older. But they're still going to be kids in the next one. So.
Yeah, because the movies are 10th, 11th, 12th grade.
Yeah.
You know they're going to do more after that. It's not like they're going to stop after 3.
But the thing is, with that... Sony has the right to pull it after the second one, which is crazy.
They're not idiots. They're like
they are.
They are idiots. There's already talks of once Sony gets it back after the second one, they're just going to reboot the shit again.
No, but I understand, but you think they don't like this? They're going to break so many records with Homecoming.
This is true, but I can see them getting an ego, pulling out after the second, and trying to continue the story, but erase everything MCU did. Like, use the same person and just go, keep going.
That'd be stupid as fuck.
And the only thing that would save them is if Venom and Carnage do good and you mix it. But even then, you're still going to be like, yo.
Because Sony already said, which sucks, that Venom and Carnage is not in the same universe as Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's not.
So no movie will ever connect.
Yep, and Spider-Man will not be in any of
those. We get our own Spider-Man Venom. I feel like Venom should be young anyway if we're going this route.
Flash.
Not Flash. Hell, I don't like that character.
You don't?
No.
Think about it. As he grows up, I feel he will evolve and cooler, I guess. Because I didn't like it at first either, but you have to realize they're like in the smartest school in New York. Yeah. Like, he had to be a smart bully type of thing.
Yeah.
You couldn't make him stupid like Flash always is.
But he did have some good punchlines, though. Yeah. He was actually
good. And all these side characters didn't have big roles. I like that, too.
Yeah. Homecoming was very colorful. Tom Holland was like the only white guy.
I loved when he was in the suburbs. A lot of people had problems
with that too. I was reading so many comments. These people were just horrible. But can we talk about MJ?
Okay, let's get into MJ. I was gonna bring up one more thing.
Oh well.
Happy. I felt every time he was on screen, he stole the show too.
Yeah, Happy's one of those people.
Yeah, Happy's a good character.
I think this is the best he's ever been.
They have him and Robert Downey Jr. have those punchlines.
Wait, isn't this like his biggest role since like Iron Man 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he had big roles in like Iron Man 1 and Iron Man 2.
And he's gonna have that now. Like, he's the keeper of Spider-Man.
And then he works so well with Tom, it's like they match.
Yeah.
Yep.
Happy is the new Coulson.
No.
Yeah, Happy stole, to me, he killed it every time he was on screen.
Yeah.
But we can get into. I just want to let people know, Happy is a he did very good in
Happy
that movie.
Happy for best supporting actor in a film.
Yes, for a minimum time of 10 minutes.
Wait, for a minimum time, I'm giving it to Gwyneth Paltrow.
Man, spoiler alert!
She stole the show.
I thought she was really good.
Yeah,
for her, who would have thought?
For her 30 seconds.
And when I was, I mean.
We were happy to see Tony back together.
Yeah, no one thought she was going to even be there.
Yeah, that short time was actually good.
Yeah.
Too bad we won't see her again.
Iron Man 4.
No.
The Wedding.
We're not going to see her again.
You don't think so? I thought she had more movies.
No.
She wasn't even on contract for this.
No, she. Huh? After, what was it, Iron Man 3?
2. 3.
3? Yeah, she got into a whole big dispute. She's a total diva.
Oh, yeah, she is, but.
I mean, she was asking for more money than the starring role.
I know, but she's here. So maybe we'll keep seeing her.
If you're asking 20, 25 mil, and you're not even that big in the movie.
Yeah, but when you're making $1 billion.
I get that. I mean, but when you have someone like her, not saying that she's bad or anything, but her time on screen, and then you look at what she wants, the next person might be like, my time is quadruple hers. Yeah. Why can't I get paid more?
Yeah.
Not even as much. Why can I get paid more?
But the only reason I say they might bring her back is because she's going to get such a good reaction for that 20 seconds.
Oh, yeah, of course. I think she is. Where does she fit? She hasn't been on set for Infinity War. She's the only person missing, picture-wise.
Yeah.
She's not on set for Infinity War.
Hey, just bring her back at the end when they come back to Earth.
I mean, if they ever do Iron Man 4.
I feel like we need to send Tony off with one more solo movie because he started this. I feel like he should be the only person to have 4 movies.
How many Cap got? 3?
3.
Everybody else has 3.
Thor has 4.
Nah, Ragnarok is 3.
Is it?
Yeah. Ragnarok is 3.
I'm fine with giving Tony a send off.
Yeah, farewell movie.
Yeah. I mean,
with a throwback villain.
He doesn't even, at this point right now, he doesn't even need to be in the movie the whole time. He could have like a 30-second cameo or whatever.
Oh, and for people who think Tony stole the show or took all the spot, he was not in the movie that much.
Sure, he wasn't.
Tony didn't steal anything. Even when he was on screen with Tom was the man.
It was like minimum, what, 5-10 minutes?
Tony basically showed up when it was like, oh, Spider-Man needs a father figure moment. Yeah. Here I am. You did bad. Let me spank you.
No, Uncle Ben.
And half the time, it was just a robot Tony.
Yeah, that was nice, too. It was like, wasn't Tony. It was just his suit.
Yep.
So. I think they fit they fit Tony in there perfectly. But yeah. Yes, he should get a send off.
Yeah, he did his job.
Because if I believe right, they're killing Cap.
Yeah.
Because he only signed on for Avengers 4, he said, because it makes sense story-wise.
Yep.
He wasn't going to do that
all
movie.
Of them are, all of them, their contracts are coming up after freaking part 2.
But that's why I believe Cap's dying. Because he signed up for one extra movie because he said it makes sense story-wise.
Winter Soldier probably take over.
Huh? Winter Soldier? Yeah. Because he's...
Bucky.
No, who has the most contracts right now? I think it's Falcon. Falcon's on for 5 more.
Man, you can go... There's so because comic-wise, there's so many ways with Cap because Bucky...
Part of Ant-Man universe, he'll be in those movies too.
That's true too, but Ant-Man's not gonna. You think Ant-Man's gonna get 3 or 4 movies?
Well, nah. Ant-Man and the Wasp is next.
Yeah, that's think, gonna. I think he'll probably get 2, maybe 3.
I think Ant-Man and Wasp will be. That's it after that.
You think after truthfully. 2?
Yeah.
Unless it's really good.
Even if it's really good, like, what can you really do with them?
There's so many. That's another thing. There's so many villains you can introduce for Ant-Man. Just you can't go that. You can't go that many routes.
Put Ant-Man in the Fantastic Four universe.
Yeah, well, that's getting that's jumping that's, the gun. Yeah. That's not even. I mean, if you, we don't even know if they're gonna get that. I mean, that.
If you want to break off Avengers and do probably like second units, like West Coast Avengers,
you have to. Or, Avengers have to stop sooner or later.
Yeah.
You think they're gonna introduce the next group, like girl Iron Man?
Nah, that's.
It depends if they want to get money hungry.
Yeah.
That's the only way. If they want to really kill the drag the horse and...
At some point, all this has to stop.
I don't think so. I think that's the next gen. I think that, like...
You think this is something that could go on for, like, 30 years? Because
yeah.
We could say it's been, what, 10 already?
I mean, technically, we got...
Since Iron Man 1? No.
When did Iron Man 1 come out?
2000...
All right, it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
Really? 10 years?
Yes, it came out, like, 06,
let's go to 07. The Wikipedia, Iron Man 1.
I saw a post, they were joking. It was like, oh, Wolverine's been him for, what, 17 years?
Hmm.
And Tony's been Iron Man for 10. But you really see this going on for, like, 20 more years?
If they do what the comics are doing.
2008, 9 years.
Wow.
Then we'll go with 10. We'll go with 10.
Yeah, if they do what the comics are doing. Like, the new...
I can't see this going on for 20 more years.
But think about how long... All right, let's just say Marvel keeps Spider-Man. And they keep going with Spider-Man.
He can go for 10 more years.
See, what you
yeah,
can,
but not by himself.
See, but what you can... Because they haven't done a legitimate, proper Hulk movie in the universe
yet. They're not going to restart Hulk.
That guy said he wants, like, a green movie.
He wants at least one movie.
No, he said he wants a green movie, though. Like, no CGI and shit. Like, he wants it to be, like,
because you
environmental
can,
friendly.
Because you don't even have that's to...
The fuck does that mean? Like,
he doesn't want them using all the, like...
I know,
that hurts the environment. Like...
That's you can, you can do a, if you're gonna do a Hulk movie, you could do what happened to him in Planet Hulk.
All right, so that's like a what? Let's we're thinking more of
yeah,
the future. After. At some point, there's gonna be no Iron Man,
yeah.
Thor, Cap, or like Hulk.
Spider-Man in charge.
Right. Spider-Man's leading Phase 4. He's the first movie of Phase 4.
I mean, we got what 2020 until they figure out what's the next phase.
When's the last movie come out?
No, Spider-Man leads Phase 5. Right? Where are we in now? 4 or 3?
Mid three.
Avengers 4 ends 3.
Yeah.
Then.
Avengers 4, the part 1. Wait,
no, the second.
The second
Infinity
one ends
War
the
part 2. Let's say, let's call it Infinity War part
that
2.
Ends the phase.
Ends
yeah.
Phase 3. No, that comes out a year after part 1. So yeah, maybe 2020. Because they said Spider-Man 2 leads Phase 4.
I like that they said Spider-Man 4. I mean, Spider-Man 2 is 4 minutes after.
Yeah, I want to see how that's going to work.
So that shit might be hitting the fan right away in the movie.
I would love, and I know they're not going to do it, put Daredevil in a movie. Give him a movie.
I wish they did, man. Honestly.
Mix him in there with them.
I don't know why they don't want to put those guys in. Maybe because like Netflix is rated R.
That doesn't mean nothing, though. Like, if you didn't make it rated whatever it is, it would be on like ABC. Like fucking Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Which, if they were on Netflix, they would be dominating, I think.
True. I will watch it.
I just want to see Daredevil.
Me too.
On the big screen.
I want to see Tom Holland and that Kingpin. That would be cool.
And he wants to do it.
He wants, yeah.
Yeah.
They still can. I guess there's just some breach with Netflix and movies. I don't know.
But Marvel is the one that's doing the Netflix shows anyway. They're the ones putting
and
the
money
into
it. And they all connect. Because they talk about what's going on in the
always,
shows.
They always talk about the big battle in New York.
Yeah, so they can't be like, oh, it's a different timeline. It's like, so why are they talking about everything that just happened?
True.
Was it, you know who would have made the perfect, you know what I'm thinking about now? You know who would have been the perfect cameo for Spider-Man right now? Because he's in everything New York-based? Turk.
Yeah, bring something like that.
Turk would have been the perfect cameo. Instead of using Childish Gambino on that scene, mm-hmm. when he was selling, spoiler alert, when he was selling the guns, yeah. use Turk.
That would have been great.
He would have been like, I got to take care of this blind dude and some black dude that's made of steel. That would have been the perfect cameo right
there. I'm still convinced with something so simple as you just have somebody walk past a building and it says fucking Nelson and Murdoch.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
I'll accept that. Like, you don't have to mention them. Just have them stand in front of the building and you see it say Nelson and Murdoch.
That would be cool.
You got to connect the shows into the movies if the shows are connecting it. Like,
yeah.
The movies need to pay some type of homage to them.
I agree, man. I agree.
All right, so...
Because even Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. do it. They talk about the movies all the time, but the movies never talk about the shows.
So, supposedly after Infinity War, it's Ant-Man and Wasp, Captain Marvel, which we didn't even bring up, that's coming out.
I forgot all about that, bitch.
Another Avengers 4 movie that's set for 2019. Spider-Man Homecoming 2.
And that leads to Phase 4.
Yeah, Spider-Man Homecoming 2 is the beginning of the new phase.
Yeah, so, I mean, either they're passing torches or what?
No, they have to. The kid's 18. You gotta pass
eventually
torches,
right? Spider-Man does become an Avenger, so...
He also becomes a Defender, man. Just bring the fucking Defenders.
Yeah, bring them. I feel like...
Wait, isn't it the rumor they're gonna be in freaking Infinity War anyway?
That was the rumor.
Hope so.
At least mention them.
They're gonna bring what? What's the total number of heroes in that movie? 169?
No, what they said
between two films.
I don't know. Well, basically, what they said, it's like, I'm gonna give a random number. It's like 60 characters from the movies. Didn't say superheroes.
Yeah,
it could just be side characters, like a cop that you know from one of the movies, and he's in that movie.
Because I know what was it? That new show is coming out, Cloak and Dagger. I heard they using them too.
Nah, I don't know.
But that's
fuck
that's
Cloak
too early
and Dagger.
For that shit.
Fuck Cloak and Dagger. That shit looks stupid, in my opinion.
Teen love movie.
Yeah, that shit's a Teen Wolf. It's Antoine's.
Oh, my God.
Kinda. It's Antoine's alley.
Ready to see my screaming black man again.
What are you talking about?
Samuel L. Jackson.
I want to tell you something about this Avengers Initiative.
I'm still alive.
Oh, my God.
I missed that, too. Like, Tony and fucking... See him talking, like, that was cool too.
But everything, they just don't want to waste. A cameo is a contract usage right there.
Yeah.
That's... They paid fucking, what's it called, Captain for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Samuel got paid for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He was on, what, one episode?
Yeah.
Season one?
I saw that one.
One episode. That Tony wants to do, but they don't want
Tony
him to.
Tony wants to do it. Cap wants to do at least one.
Storyline they're going into now.
Rumor,
it's...
he might be, Hulk might be in the new season.
Well, since they're in space, but. Yeah. Well, we're not going to get into that because I know no one really watches Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So we would have to do a lot of explaining on what they're going through right now. Which connects with the Inhumans that people seem to really want to watch now, but they don't want to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Certain co-host wants to actually come with us to the movies to watch part one of the movies.
What, Inhumans?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll watch that.
Yeah, but yet you're not. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. started it. And
is it in the movies?
Yeah.
Agents of
September.
S.H.I.E.L.D. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in the movies?
Something about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, Inhumans. September.
Even though the stories connect with each other, but, you know.
Alright.
Either way, back Spider-Man, go see it.
It's go see Spider-Man. Amazing. And I love Marvel again because...
Did we talk about MJ?
No,
we haven't.
I was about to get into that.
Okay.
People were complaining, like, why are they making Zendaya look so ugly? Why are they doing that? Why don't they want her to shine in the movie? Because she's MJ and she's going to get cuter as time goes on.
And that's what I said earlier, is that these other characters did not really shine, but they made their presence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had her looking all crazy, but
she's 14.
Cute as hell.
She's 14 in the movie.
Yeah.
Maybe 13. I don't know if she's...
How old is she in real life?
20.
All right, she's 20. All right, anyway. She's in the same grade as Peter.
Yeah.
Peter basically just turned 15. Bobby. Why have her look like a fucking model?
Yeah.
If she's 14. You know?
I like it.
Why have a rebel look
like
a love interest?
And she played a perfect... People was like, oh, she. Every time she was on screen, it was a waste. Like,
yeah, I'm like, what? She was funny as hell.
Every scene she had maybe was like 10, 15 seconds, but it was sarcastic. I read some guys
like they should have just left her out of the movie. She ruined the movie. I'm like, how did she
how do you ruin a movie if you have 45 seconds of screening time?
Then people were like, oh, she's just like Emma Stone. I thought Emma Stone was great.
I thought she was too.
Like, what are people finding problems with?
It's
Emma sucked. Emma was amazing. She made you want to date her. She was dumb cool.
People again. Are upset because they're using a black person as MJ.
It's Toby fans.
That too.
It's Toby
fans. But from a lot of shit that I read, they're like, MJ's not black. Which, okay, fine, I get. But you have to change things.
In all comics, in all universes, she's not a white girl with red hair. And actually, the Spectacular comic, she's a black girl.
Shit like, changes, on. Man.
And even Peter's best friend in the movie is from Spectacular.
Yeah.
Well, wait, right, that's the Miles Morales one? Yeah, he's in the Miles Morales one. His best friend in the movie. They're just switching shit up.
Yeah, switching around.
Stop being racist and always want the love interest to be
only
a white girl.
Ever superhero I've been upset about that was black was Johnny Storm because his sister's white and it's like, come
but
on.
But they made it make sense, though. No, they made it make sense.
The movie was horrible. I didn't care if they made it make sense or not.
You would never include any Fantastic Four into any Marvel universe.
Yeah. That's the only thing I was upset about. Because like, they're brother and sister. Like, at least make the girl black. But anyway, that's a side note. I think MJ, her role, everything she did was wonderful.
She was dope. Every time you saw her.
I laughed.
It was a laugh.
When he walked in the prom and she just gave him the middle finger. Yeah. I thought that shit was hilarious. Yeah.
Like, the detention scene was hilarious too when she showed him the picture and she's just laughing at him.
Yeah, like I felt everything she did was good.
So
I just hope she doesn't get cocky and starts asking for more money and they gotta replace her. Which it's going to happen.
But I'll call it now by probably the third movie.
She's going to want as much as
gonna
he does.
She's going to play the love interest.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think
she's
going
to. She's teasing. She likes him, but she's playing the hard to get.
She's not playing hard to get.
No, but you know what I mean, though. That
she's shy. I think they're going to have her chase him, but he's not going to know until they graduate.
Yeah. And then she's
going to. And then that's going to be the what? Spider-Man College? I mean, I don't know what the fuck they're going to call it. Everyone's saying part three is going to be called Spider-Man Graduation. So, it makes sense because he graduates in part three. So, so I can see them getting together after part three.
What part two going to be?
Spider-Man.
Homecoming 2.
Spider-Man.
Can't be. So, maybe. I don't know.
That's what I just saw as Homecoming 2.
Well, for now.
Spider-Man Untitled.
I can see them getting together after part three, depending what they want to do story-wise.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
He'll be like, oh, shit. And, you know.
I'm down.
She was perfect. I don't care.
Yeah. This whole
I didn't have a problem with no character. I'm actually going to surprise to say that.
I was just no iffy problem. About Flash. Yeah, but I can see him Flash. Growing into the role and it'll work out.
All the villains are great.
I mean, all you really need the character Flash is to be a dick to Spidey. That's it. That's it.
Yeah. And it made sense to make him smart. Like I said, they was in the top school in New York.
True.
Couldn't have him stupid as fuck.
When you look at it like that, it didn't make sense in all the comics. But...
Yeah.
He was that jock in a science school.
Yeah, he should have been smart. Should have been smart.
He's getting that free ride.
But either way, Flash is the only problem I have. Even though I know he's going to grow into it and be good. Aunt May, too, I didn't really like.
You didn't like Aunt May?
No. No, she is. Don't get me wrong. I didn't like the ditzy part. That she was so ditzy.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
I think she was trying to be silly and shit. Like.
But it felt more of that's how she is versus her trying.
True.
Granted, it could change the next movie.
I did like the last scene, though.
Oh, yeah, the last scene was good.
Like, what the fuck?
Like, she wasn't horrible, don't get me wrong, but I just didn't like that. It was like, why are they making her ditzy?
She's more trying to be his friend than his aunt.
Which is, I felt that, too, but she didn't deliver it like that, in my opinion.
I want to see a continuation of that last scene, though.
Oh, yeah. I hope part two starts off like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
man.
I want to see it.
6 months ago.
You're fucking Spider-Man?
Yeah.
No. This is Comic-Con.
That's going to be in a DVD.
No, he dropped, though. Didn't
he? Yeah, he dropped, I think. No. He took off the mask.
He took off the mask, and then she had just pushed the door open. He didn't drop. He already dropped already. She didn't catch the drop.
So she saw him take off the mask. I feel that's going to be in a DVD as extra footage.
I hope. Comic-Con. But she definitely knows he's Spider-Man. That's a real suit.
And I like that, too, that he doesn't have Spider-Sense, or he didn't develop it yet.
Yeah.
You know?
Has any Spider-Man had Spider-Sense?
All of them. Yes, Toby did. Every time fucking something major happened, that shit would freeze frame.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, even what you call it, too, freeze frame. Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
I didn't see the first one with Andrew, so.
No, remember when Shocker? Not Shocker. Whatever.
Electro.
Electro. Remember the lightning was going on the red stair?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Stopped. Okay. Yeah, I did hear the directors wanted to take Spidey sense out. So it was like they already explained that in the first, the first five movies. I don't know.
I'm glad this wasn't an origin story.
That was the smartest thing Marvel did.
No Uncle Ben.
Oh, this was an origin story. I don't think I really would have saw it, though. Like, I wouldn't have been eager. It's like, all right, we're going to waste 40 minutes on an origin story.
Reboot.
Like, come on.
And I feel like that's too much for a little kid to go through.
It is.
They didn't even mention Uncle Ben, which is a good thing.
No, I said that to you, I think. I was like, they should have said his name at least once. He did say, everything my aunt been through.
That motherfucker should have been sad as hell.
He should have said something. Maybe he doesn't really know Uncle Ben like that yet. Yeah.
That's true.
Because since there's no origin story, we don't know how old he was when he went with them.
Yep.
So.
I like it.
Yeah, it leaves mystery.
I was happy I didn't hear with great power comes great responsibility.
I was thinking Tony was going to say
The friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Great powers, they could have said it because Tony would have made it work.
Tony could have said it with the suit when he showed them. Spoiler alert, the new suit.
Yeah.
Iron Spidey.
But do you think that was also teasing them introducing that he's Peter Parker? Like in a comic?
Mean when they did the initiative?
Yeah.
No.
I think it was. Because I think if they would have went that route, I think it would have led to... Remember, we still have Civil War with Spider-Man.
I get that. That's comic-wise. The thing is, he told him to put on the suit. I don't think he would have a 14-year-old reveal who he is. Because all the pressure... Tony knows the pressure of dealing with it.
But think about it. Because he was going to move into the Avengers place.
Yeah.
He was protected.
But I don't think he would have had him reveal.
I think what's going to happen, I'm guessing by end of 2, it's going to be Vulture revealing who he is, which is going to lead to the Sinister Six going after everybody he knows and loves. Everybody. So remember, that's what happened in the comics. When he revealed he was Peter Parker, a.k.a. Spider-Man, everybody.
That might happen after part 3. They're not going to introduce 5 new villains in part 2.
Yeah, I'm not saying introduce 5. You already have 3.
I feel like they're not going to give a...
Technically, we have one. Not everyone's going to know.
No, we have one main one, 2 minors.
Yeah, Scorpion and Shocker is like, people are going to be like, whatever. I mean, I don't know.
I think Scorpion might be the main villain.
Who actually lives in the Avengers thing? I know it's Vision. Scarlet, maybe.
Widow.
Widow lives there?
Yeah, Widow.
They should have showed one of them.
Scarlet.
Scarlet, Vision, and... Ant-Man, Scarlet's not even Falcon. There. She's in jail Falcon. Right now.
Oh, they all in jail. That's right. I forgot about that. They all in jail. But before jail, it was Falcon.
So right now, it's just Vision. But they mentioned more than one person.
But,
I think he mentioned War Machine. Yeah. War Machine and Vision live there right now.
Is what you call it? Tony not mad at Cap anymore? Because he's making him a new shield?
That's a good question. They did say, and he's making Thor a belt. He's using Thor's belt.
Unless he's making it for Falcon.
That too. It was a prototype Captain America shield. Yeah. They didn't say for Captain Rogers.
Captain is in Wakanda.
Because I feel if it was for him, they would have said, Captain Rogers' shield. Not Captain America's shield. Because they don't really call him Captain
America. They always call him Steve. So
they don't call him Captain America really in the movies.
Because that was weird though. They had, what was it? They had the hammer. They had the shield.
The belt.
The belt.
And a bunch of fucking...
I'm not familiar with the belt. Stuff. What's the belt for?
Thor's belt makes him stronger. It's like it's like Kaioken. Fuck. It ups his powers and helps him control it better.
Oh, that's cool.
Which a lot of people probably didn't even get. It was like Thor's belt. Like, what the fuck are they talking about? Which I thought was great. I thought it was great. Great fucking movie.
A lot of hints going into the future with these movies. It's a good thing.
A fan of the Iron Spider suit.
Yes.
I really thought they would have went...
Thank you, they didn't.
But the one they showed did look good. It really looked real good.
And it looks like, because they had the legs going around the suit.
Yeah.
It looks like the legs are just going to come out from... Like,
it might be.
It's going to do that mechanic sound.
It would have been cool if they would have showed that, though. Like, maybe Happy goes up to it, like, oh my god, let me see it. And he tries to touch the suit and the fucking legs came out.
Intruder alert. And then you see the...
Yeah, and the legs pop out. But it does look decent. It does look like a decent suit. Granted, it's going to be different for Infinity War. They'll probably try to keep it the same a little bit, but...
Yeah, prototype.
Yeah, it'll look good. Because that was just for him to wear for the interview.
Oh, man, I can't wait for the next one. Even though we got to wait forever for something really good to come. When's Black Panther?
Next year. Early next year.
Yeah, we gotta wait a while for next actual Marvel movie.
Actually, no.
No, Thor.
Thor, November.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, I want to see it, but... I want to see Thor, but...
I've never been hyped for a Thor movie.
I'm not hyped for it.
But I feel this Thor movie connects way more than the other ones did. Like, this is going to connect everything. We might see Guardians in that one. Because the Guardians are going to be in Infinity War.
Finally connect. But we know for a fact who's in Thor, though. Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, but him too. Son.
Chris Pratt has to be in it because he's filming for Infinity War already. Yeah. You talking about he just shows up?
Everyone's there. Everyone's there.
I feel like all the Guardians break him out.
Who? Thor?
Thor and Hulk.
Probably.
Yeah.
They have to be in this movie because you can't go from this to Black Panther.
I don't see them probably having like a 15 minutes, 5 minutes, probably like end cameo, like towards the end.
I would like it if
you don't need all of them.
You don't.
Chris Pratt has to be in it.
You could just use probably Pratt and because it's not really doing nothing, Rocket.
I would like it if all of them. Like,
no, they'll all be Infinity War. I'm saying Ragnarok?
Ragnarok. If they interrupt
The battle.
The fight between Hulk and Thor.
I feel not. Cause I feel like that's going to be in the beginning.
You're going to hear that Guardians theme song when they start coming
out. Not in the beginning, but more in the middle. That Hulk-Thor scene. Like 40 minutes into the movie. That scene's going to happen.
Yeah.
I want to see what Doctor Strange's role is.
Well, he's just looking for his father. But I'm pretty sure he doesn't have a big role. You just need the Guardians. Unless they pop up in Captain Marvel. Because Marvel's the last one and then it's Infinity War.
They haven't really said nothing about Captain Marvel. That's the crazy thing. There's nothing about it. That's a big mystery going to that movie.
Captain Marvel has to steal the show, being that it's right before Infinity War. I think
Captain Marvel might be a small appearance in probably Black Panther. Probably towards the end, like everything. Everything connects towards the end.
Well, her movie has to, like, combine everything. Yeah. Which I'm surprised they're saving her for last.
That would be the start of, like, all these superpowers. Like, her with her.
Because with her movie being before Infinity War, she has to basically close it out to start that. Like, this is what's going on, people.
I'm down.
Unless Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. does it like they did for Age of Ultron. But no one knew that, so.
Because no one watches the show. It's a hidden gem.
Everyone's like, why are they, how do they know where the Scepter's at? Why are they fighting? It's like, well, they explained that in the last four episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but okay. So I knew what was going on from the start of the movie. I was like, oh, all right.
Meh.
So I don't think they'll go that route again anyway.
Meh.
Having the show explain it.
Meh.
Oh my god. Stop hating on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., man.
It's a good show.
Meh.
It's a good show.
It took a season and a half, but you know, it's there. It's there.
Watch, I'll like it after all this is over.
No, because it probably won't make no sense by then. It's like, I feel like, I don't know.
Like, oh, this is a good throwback show. I should have watched it 10 years ago.
Oh my god, she ain't gonna be coming in.
When Agent Coulson randomly shows up, they're going, where the fuck's he been? Oh, where's he been, huh?
That's when me and Shake be the only two people in the movie did a clap and stand. Mm-hmm. Like, yes!
And it's funny, because I was also watching a review when someone was explaining Cap's new shield, his prototype. Someone was like, oh, maybe it's made out of energy. I wanted to be like, you fucking idiot. That's what Coulson is using right now. And they're like, maybe that's what Tony's building for Cap. It's a shield out of energy. And it's like, no, that's what the fuck Coulson's using. He's using the shield with energy or whatever it is. But no one knows that. So,
well, overall, Marvel's doing a spiffy job right now.
Very. I can't wait for the Defenders, even though it's 8 episodes. Fuck you.
Defenders, but can't wait.
Sony needs to just step the fuck
Everybody
away.
Just give up your rights to Marvel movies. Fox, give us Fantastic back.
Give us everything. Just get Hugh Jackman back.
I mean, Sony can keep Deadpool for now.
I do want to see.
They can keep it for now.
I want to see a scene with Cap and Michael B. Jordan, and have it like reference Flame On. I just want to see.
I can see them doing that. Maybe they'll fight around a ring of fire or some shit.
Or like the new torch comes and they're fighting him.
That'd be fucking funny. But I can see them fighting around fire.
Oh, so you flame on.
And one of them saying it's hot, and the other one's like, I'm used to this. I could see that.
I heard that line 20 years ago.
Wow. Sounds familiar.
That would be great.
Close us out, Joey.
Oh, that was another Marvel spectacular, amazing episode. We'll see you next time.
Flame on. Thank you for listening to another episode of CHP. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Couple Haters Podcast. You can also subscribe on iTunes and Podomatic at podomatic.com/couplehaterspodcast. See you later.